So thanks a lot for listening to the podcast and doing the meditation. If you haven't done those two, then please go back and listen to the podcast and listen to the meditation. Meditation is best done early in the morning or late at night. But if you want to do it when you're doing other things as well, that's great. But the activity is really, really important. Like, the activity is the main point of each day. If you can do the activities, just inside the activities is everything you really need in this course. Activities is when I stop telling you stories and I actually start looking at your life, because that's why we're here, right? I'm already working towards all my dreams and I'm already completing them every single day. More and more of my dreams just keep happening every day because I'm using specific techniques. I'm using specific practices that I've learned along the way. And these specific practices and techniques I want to show you, because they've actually made a huge difference in my life. And I really, really just want you to have a fantastic, magical life as well. And to do that, I highly suggest day one activity is to assess your life. And the only way you can assess your life is to use the tool. It's using the tool of, firstly, take a day off. All right, so we work so hard in our life and so often give ourselves the opportunity just to rest and take a day to ourselves, to just rest and to listen to our heart, listen to nature. Nature actually has all the answers. We just need to know how to listen to them. Whenever I go out to nature, I just sit there and I just listen. If you want to listen to the podcast or do the meditation in nature, I highly suggest that too. But the other day when I was sitting in the park and in nature, I heard something really deep and beautiful. I asked nature, why don't you just tell me what to do in my life? And do you know what I heard? I heard rise from within me, whether I was talking to myself or not, or whether nature was talking to me, what rose from within me was the statement, look at your life. Take a look at each area of your life, because life is actually broken up into these five areas. My entire life can be broken down into the business life, or the life that you work and make money from. That's number one. Number two is your social life and the time that you spend with your friends. Number three is your love life. Well, for me, it's with time with my wife and my family. The fourth area of my life is my creative and my health life and my environment. And the fifth area of my life is my inner life, my sense of life purpose. So this tool, which is called Where Are You Right Now, is so important to actually assess yourself and give yourself a number out of 5, out of 10. From 0, it's not excellent and not expanded. To 10, it is so fantastically excellent and expanded. It's as much as it'll ever get, and it's as much growth as you can ever get to, all right, is 10. So 5 is about, I've come so far and there's so far still to go. Number 7 is I'm doing so well, okay? So give yourself a number out of 10 for each area. These areas are on the tool that I've given you that's attached to this that you'll find as well. It's, you should find it attached. If you don't, email or call me and I'll email it to you straight away. So that if I was assessing my life, I would probably share, or I could write down as well on the bottom, that I feel satisfied in my business life, as I really actually enjoy what I do. I feel like I'm contributing something to the world. I'm leaving a legacy. I'm supporting others to achieve their dreams. I actually do feel a sense of financial flow. I feel like I'm getting better at creating money whenever I need to, but I'd like to develop more my focus on completing my goals before I start new projects. So my growth and learning, I'd say, is about 5, my wealth and finance is about 5, and my business and career is probably about 7, I'd say. So I'm feeling a bit unhappy with my social life. So my social life area is community and environment, because I don't really see any of my friends anymore. because I'm so busy working that I do all these things for my family, and I spend a lot of time in the garden looking after the house, looking after the environment, which I give a lot of attention to, and I keep it quite clean. I'm really happy with the way I spend my time, and I care for my home space. But I still want to get really better at time management and setting up a system around the house that can actually be more effective and help my daughters look after the space as well is something I really want to do. So I give my social life, probably community is probably about a 2 because I don't spend much time with the community, and my environment probably about an 8. So with my love life, my love life's pretty awesome and quite magical because I've got an incredible ability to make my dreams happen with my wife when we're on the same page together. Although I can't remember the last time I took my wife out for a date or made a real effort to do something really special for her, like when we first got married. I used to create experiences of wonder and curiosity, and I would blindfold her and guide her to experience the world through other senses of touch and feeling. We were totally in the moment with nothing else to think about and no other issues to discuss. We were just pretty much in the moment of joy continuously. So with my love life and my family and friends, I give my family and friends probably about a 3 because I hardly ever spend time with my family and friends. My partners and love life, I'd probably give about a 4, and I could definitely do a lot more developing there. With my life purpose, I haven't read a book in ages, and I feel that I'm not really growing much each day. I really want to pick up a new skill, but I don't know which one. Maybe learning French would be fun, or learning poker, or, you know, maybe learning to sew would be really cool, to make a vest that I could wear my own clothes. Something maybe just to break up the rhythm of the rut that I often feel like I'm in. I love meditating and writing down my thoughts for a while, but haven't really thought and tried about being still for a while. So maybe I should get back into just focusing on what's really important in my life. So I guess these are the 5 main areas that make up all of my life, that I haven't really gained excellence in any of these areas. These 5 areas need my focus to gain excellence in, and it's going to take a whole lifetime to do it in. So that's life purpose, which includes growth and learning and spirituality. Business life, which includes wealth and finance, business and career. Creative life, which includes health and fitness, fun and recreation. Social life, which includes community and environment. Love life, which is family, friends and partners. And that's actually all of life. So it's in one of those areas, whatever you're doing, whether it's travel, whether it's building towards something, there's some areas of your life that you're really happy with, and there's always going to be areas of your life that you don't feel happy with. Now, it's really important that you answer these questions below, which is, what area would you like to improve the most? So as I'm speaking, you should actually be doing this activity on the sheet that I've given you. So you can do it just in a Word document, but you can also type it or write it on this sheet that I've given you. So what can you do to improve that area is the real question. So there's lots of different things that you can do to improve each area. For example, like for me, I said with my love life, and I've shared those things, you can go back and listen to them, about what in that area, for example, my love life, I've enjoyed, and what can I improve on. So I'm going to create a dream that I'm going to take my wife on a date, okay? And I'm just going to make it happen. I know I'm so busy, it's impossible, it costs too much, but it's so important because it's my dream, and I just want to make it work between me and my wife. So that's actually more important than, you know, the $100 it's going to cost to do it, all right? So maybe another area of my creative life, health and fitness, is that I just want to get fit, you know? So I'm going to do 10 minutes or 20 minutes of fitness every single day. That I write that in that area that says, what can I do to improve that area? I'm going to do 10 to 15 minutes to an hour of exercise every day for the next 5 days. So yeah, the really important thing is what stopped me from achieving those excellence in that area of life. So go through each area and just write next to it if there's things that have stopped you. For example, I don't get up early enough, or there's too much to do, or, you know, I don't have time, or that my friends and my family need me. You need yourself. And your friends and family don't want an unhappy you. They want a happy you. This is the key to happiness. So please, Write down what it is that stops you achieving those goals. For this is the end of day one. Do this, and I promise tomorrow your dreams are going to explode.